We now come to some thoughts by our own group of poets, the Constitution Group, so named from the public house where we meet monthly. You will hear items by Angela Inglis, Rob Inglis, Deborah Lavin, Miranda Martin, and myself. So, Ed. Of World War II, which I know will strengthen our thoughts for those who died in that war, supposedly for king and country, and those who died for the religious faith. Angela Inglis's Cocoon.
I wonder now about the time I played in local streams, ran about the woods, meandered with my twin in fields at will, or dived into the chicken meal and sent the hutter flutter, loving the taste in my mouth. Playtime happened every day. Father came home and went to war somewhere and sent us funny stories from a ship about the captain's cat. And I could see barrage balloons, hear whirrings in the sky, but never thought that as I picked a flower, that second, men somewhere were blown to bits. Or as I swam, men drowned in blood or sea. And even when a plane came down next to our house, I didn't see the blood. Grandmother knitted socks and balaclavas, and I collected shillings, pounds and pence by selling flowers for soldiers in the war. One day, an airman dressed in red and blue walked past me, clinging to a crutch, his leg and head bound up. I cried. I couldn't stop.
Rogers' Thought to 73. Spangled, tangled wires tear your heart out. Sobibor, Belsen, where did you say? Where did my lot die in 5 years? Who cared? No one. No one since. My family's straight from clean streets in Amsterdam, Venters and the others, taught to die with their black caps on askew. Queridos Vinters, cousins, spun from homes. Spun, yes, from homes into gutters. And then on to what? Trains with a view of the Dutch countryside, and then puffing chimneys, belching hate, and Jewish blood into the camps for all to see and hope. Strangled, bangled wires and destroyed families. 73 of my lot, seen as big-nosed yids with kids, and marked for death, whether full of creativity. So what to uniformed hate, emblazoned with Sanskrit sign? Sanskrit. The swastika. I see it in my nights even now, 71 years. A suicidal riddle for me, as I see long-lost family, long-lost in an oven. And who cares? I did and do, but who am I? Cousin querido, why didn't we stay in Portugal? Away from these brown-dressed people we didn't know. Cousin Winter, the dreams are still with me and us, from safe and loving life to steaming hell. You wonder why I am me, and I know that's why. It's as clear as the swastika flag above our homes we had in Holland. When we said who we were, without care, some of us went away, lived and loved. Have I said I hate people? I do. I work for what I do because I want not to see what was in year 43. 73, no more. Not in those back streets where I work and help. What the hell?
Down the